This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 54, the rest of your questions from the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit thread. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people are saying they're not getting my emails, even though I'm replying to you. Check your spam folders. At the last part of every episode, when I give you my email address, I say, please whitelist my email address, because when we talk about things like SEO and backlinks, the emails tend to become spam, and they often will end up in your junk folders. Please whitelist my email address. If you have emailed me, it is likely, I can't respond to everybody, but it is likely that I have responded to you. It's just in your junk folder if you haven't gotten that response. Just FYI, people message me and they're like, oh, I got your response. It was in my junk folder. So check your junk folder. But anyway, that's why I'm grumpy. But also, we're going to talk about the rest of the questions from the thread that I was talking about in the previous episode. So let's keep going with that. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Okay, this is part two of last week's episode. There is a thread I made on the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy. And I said, what questions do you want me to answer in an episode? And there were a lot of replies. And there were so many replies that I only got through half of them in the last week's episode. And I'm going to do the rest of them this week. Actually, I recorded the whole thing earlier, but it was too long, so I split it into two episodes. Anyway, that's what is happening right now. We're going to jump into part two. But before we do that, I want to say thank you to all my Patreons. Thank you to everybody who posted a question in that thread. And thank you to everybody who has emailed me. And thank you to everybody who listens to the show. And by the way, I don't want to be that guy, but if you're listening to this on YouTube, subscribe, because that would be awesome. But you don't have to, but you should, because you know you listen to the show every week, so you might as well just subscribe. Anyway, okay, now I'm just literally continuing from the last episode. Next question. Thoughts on Connor Scholler's sneaky backlink series on X/Twitter. So I've never heard of this before, which like doesn't mean anything. I just want to be very like specific about something here. I don't spend all day reading other people's SEO blogs because I'm busy creating a podcast and running an SEO agency and going to meetings all day long with clients. So I don't really, I truthfully probably couldn't name more than like four people in the SEO industry, two of whom used to work for Google and two of whom are pretty good SEO marketers. Like, people are always like, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this course? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? I'm flattered that you want to know what I think about it. And like, honestly, you can ask anyone who's asked me this question. My response is pretty much always the same thing. It's like, I don't know, but you know how I do SEO and how I teach SEO. So probably take the concepts that I've taught and apply them to that thing. And if they mesh, then it's probably good. I don't know. People ask me a lot, what do you think about this backlink service? What do you think about that backlink service? And my response is usually listen to episodes 37 and 39 and apply those pointers to that backlink service. If it adheres to those, it's probably okay. If it doesn't, I would stay away from it. That's my answer. Like, so anyway, here's the point. SEO is about testing things and seeing what works. Let me ask you a question. So for those of you that think I'm good at SEO, do you think I'm good at SEO because I asked a lot of people how to do stuff? Or do you think I'm good at SEO because maybe I've tested a lot of things and kept track of the data? I'll give you a hint. It's the latter. Anyway, on that note, tracking all those keywords, let me just say that the only SEO metric that matters is SERPs, search engine results pages. Where do you rank in the search engines? Search engine results page. Where do you rank in the search engines? Are you at the top? What number? That's all SERP means, because people, it's hilarious. I'm going to rant off topic. It's funny. every single time, almost every single time that I mention on the SEO subreddit that SERPs is the only metric that matters. And by the way, SERPs is the only metric that matters. Okay. I always get downvoted almost every time, like tons of downvotes, which is hilarious because it's the only, like, okay, traffic is not an SEO metric. Traffic is a function of SERPs. Traffic is a function of where do you rank and how many monthly searches are there, okay? You do math with those values and you get traffic, okay? SERPs is the only metric that matters. I guess you could argue that monthly searches matters, but you can't change that. So you can change your SERPs, but you can't change your monthly searches. So that one doesn't count. Okay, but anyway, I track tons of websites with tons of keywords in a SERP tracker. You should use a SERP tracker too. In fact, I have an episode called If You're Not Tracking Your SERPs, You're Not Doing SEO. Whenever somebody posts a question and they're like, I lost traffic, how do I fix it? I don't know, bro, because traffic isn't an SEO metric. That's terrible that you lost traffic, but maybe your AdWords budget ran out. Okay, that has nothing to do with SEO. Maybe monthly search volume got decreased for some reason. Well, that is related to SEO, but that has nothing to do with anything that you can do on your website. So that's not the reason. Maybe you got canceled because people just don't like you. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like, that could happen. That's a problem. That would affect your traffic. But guess what? It's not really an SEO thing, is it? Or maybe your traffic fell because you lost your rank, your SERPs declined. Okay. Your position in the result pages dropped, and that's why you lost traffic. That would actually be an SEO condition that you could fix with SEO. None of those other things are. So saying, oh, my traffic dropped. Oh, I don't know. How do I fix it? I don't know, man. It might not even be an SEO thing. So if you say instead, look, I'm not trying to criticize people without offering a preferable solution. If you say instead, hey guys, my position fell from this spot to this spot, how do I fix it? That is an SEO question, okay? That is a good question that SEO people, maybe, because like most of them are scammers, might be able to answer, okay? Hey guys, I used to be here and then something happened and I'm not ranking there anymore. Because of that, we lost traffic. That is an SEO question. Well done. But that question like rarely gets asked. Usually it's like, we lost our traffic. How do I fix it, SEO people? Like, bro, your traffic loss might not have anything to do with SEO. And without SERP charts, no one knows the answer to that question. You'll get a ton of responses and people offering to do free assessments. They're not going to answer your question. So track your SERPs. If you're not, SERPs, S-E-R-P, SERPs, track them, get a SERP tracking program. There are literally dozens of SERP tracking programs. I don't care which one you use, but please use one that lets you specifically enter your keywords and doesn't just randomly take them and doesn't give you an average position. Average SERP position for all your keywords is the most worthless SEO metric. Like, it's so worthless. Like, no offense to anybody, but people always post it because they're not tracking their SERPs. And then I say, do you have a SERP chart? And they're like, oh my gosh, what's that? Again, not their fault because nobody knows that you're supposed to be tracking SERPs because most SEO education is terrible. But I'm telling you, track your SERPs. Anyways, and then they go find one that's like average of all their positions combined, which like literally tells you nothing. Like, you might have one keyword that's like position one and another keyword that's like position like 40. And then it's going to say that your average SERPs is like 20. But how useless is that? Like, nobody, I don't care about that. Like, anyways, done. I'm done ranting. Track your SERPs. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of SERP trackers out there. I use SERPFox, S-E-R-P-F-O-X, SERPFox, SERPFox.com. I believe that they will give you the first 10 keywords for free, so you don't even have to spend money to track the first 10 keywords. Go track your SERPs. Track your SERPs, please. I forgot what I was talking about. Let me go back to this thing. I don't know what this method is. So, right. I remember what I was talking about. Hilarious. I'm not even going to edit this. I literally, like every podcast I make, like I know some people use scripts. Like, I literally just off the top of my head, you should hear me in like meetings and interviews. Anyway, test it. But let me be clear again. I don't spend all day reading SEO blogs because I'm busy doing SEO. Okay. So I don't know, man. But so ultimately, like, I don't know. Here's what I would do. I would say test it out. Test it out and see if it works. If you get good results, let me know. If you test it out and you get good results or bad results, let's say good results. If you test it out and you get good results, message me. Don't email me. Message me using the same username that you posted the question, and tell me about it. Let's give it 3 months. Huh? 3 months. Okay. Message me and say, hey, it worked. I don't know. I'll mention it on an upcoming episode. Okay. Next question. Favorite WordPress plugins. I think they're asking, what are your favorite WordPress plugins? Look, I think I mentioned this earlier. I said, I don't want everybody to copy my sites. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what plugins I use because I don't want a million people making exactly the same sites as me. That would be annoying. That would hurt both of us. So stop. What I will tell you, favorite WordPress plugin, if you could only have one, it should be a redirection plugin that does the following. It should redirect each 404, okay, page not found, each 404 to the homepage, but not make you specifically list each URL. It should automatically redirect all 404s to your root domain, okay? And I'm sure there's a lot that do that, and I'm not going to mention the one that I do, because even though like probably millions of people already use it, I don't need a bunch of people copying exactly how we do our private blogs. So I bet if you look for redirection plugins on WordPress, you will find one that fits your needs on the first page of results. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, next one. Next question. Read somewhere that Google is cracking down on expired domains backlinks. Can they be successful with this? Domains expire all the time. I don't think anybody's going to stop anybody from buying them or using them, because if they stop people from using them, then... So that doesn't make sense. Once a domain has expired, it can't be used again? That's going to not work. Here's what I would say. I read that article that Google posted, and I think they said something like somebody purchased an expired authoritative medical domain and modified it into a gambling site. That's gambling. I feel like gambling has its own rules. So don't do that and you're probably fine. Okay. And that wasn't even what we were talking about. They weren't talking about building backlinks from it. Just make it look like a normal site. I feel like every question is just a distinct version of the same question of like, how exactly do I do it? You make a normal site. Don't have all your sites be exactly the same. Don't use the same themes. Don't use whatever. Don't have the same number of posts. Don't make them the same. Let me stop myself right here. Because all these people that are asking these questions, I totally understand where you're coming from, okay? Because I'm literally like that. I do not want to even start anything until I know exactly how to do it flawlessly, okay? Like this podcast, I think I told you that I had the idea to do this podcast like 6 years ago or something, but I did not know exactly how to do it. So I'm just like, I don't want to do it, because if there's one thing I hate, it's wasting time and having to do something again. Like 0 out of 10 enjoyment in that case. But sometimes you just gotta start. Like, you just gotta start and do the thing, all right? Like, let me give you an example. I made 10 podcast episodes, first 10. By the way, they're the same 10 that you've listened to, because normal episodes 1 through 10. And then I was so happy. I thought I was treating my podcast like a blog. And I'm like, when you post a blog, you post the article as soon as you finish writing it so the world can read it, right? Like maybe not, I don't know, but like that's how I would do it. So I had these 10 podcast episodes just randomly posted. I think it took like, I don't know, like a month or two or something to do them. I can't remember. But anyway, so my friend, who's also my podcast mentor, he's like, dude, he's like, no. He's like, first of all, he's like, delete everything. I'm like, but I have subscribers. He's like, no. He's like, delete everything and schedule and post the first 3 and then start scheduling them out a week apart from each other or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that because people want to hear the information as soon as they want to hear it and they don't want to wait for the next one. He's like, dude, stop. He's like, I don't care. He's like, delete them, post the first 3 and then schedule them a week in advance or schedule one every week. And I'm like, and I was, you guys, I was so, First of all, I followed his advice because that was like a smart way of doing it. But I was so angry that I had done it wrong and I had to like do it again. Like I was so like, why wouldn't somebody have just told me that before we even started? Like I was so like, of all of the hours and weeks and months that I had researched how to do a podcast, like literally no one told me to do it this way. And now as soon as I've started, I have to start the whole thing over. I was so angry, but like I was literally mad. Like I was on the phone with my friend who was like telling me this, and I was so angry. Like I was so annoyed. So I completely understand. But sometimes you just gotta do a thing. Because otherwise, I don't know, like your other option, okay, let's be real. Your other option, I feel like I've provided adequate instruction on how to do this. There's literally a 3-part episode, 3, 4, and 5, that explain exactly what you need to do. And then there's a bunch of other episodes that explain in even more detail what good and bad backlinks are. Episodes 37 and 39 go into detail about good backlinks and bad backlinks, okay? All the information is out there, okay? If you want me to hold your hand, okay, you can hire me and I will walk you through the process, okay? But you don't need that. Like, the information is there. Just get started. Don't host multiple sites on the same IP, okay? That's like a mistake that people make. They make these beautiful websites and then screw up the hosting, which is why I mention that. Like, every single time I talk about backlinks, pretty much, I say, don't do it that way, okay? Don't have your websites be copies of each other, because just don't, like, obviously, or let me just answer all of your questions with my one question. And I literally have an episode about this too. Would this ever happen naturally? Like, before you do anything, ask, would this ever happen naturally? If the answer is no, then don't do it. Would a bunch of websites all have footer links to the same, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, so those are your options. Listen to those episodes. You could post on the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit. You probably should, because if you have the question, somebody else probably does. And if it's like a good question, I'll literally make an episode. Like, maybe there's something I forgot to explain, but like, I don't think so, because I literally have people that are following my advice and doing an amazing job building their own PBNs. And I know because they're sending me them. They're like, hey, does this look good? And I'm like, yes, that looks awesome. Of course, if they had a problem, I would tell them too. But if you really need handholding, and I don't mean handholding offensively, but like sometimes you just need handholding, like you can hire me. I'll help you. It's going to be expensive, just FYI. But you can do it. Like, I don't know. So anyways, next question. What is better, 20 DA10 domains or 5 DA40 domains? I feel like this person is asking if one or the other is better to get backlinks from. That's how I'm going to take this question. So, I don't know. Remember, DA is an estimate. It doesn't mean anything. It's an estimate. With that said, probably 5 DA40 domains is better. I'm pretty sure that measures of authority are logarithmic. So, as you get higher, it gets like exponentially better, not just like linearly better. I don't know if that answers your question, but it was a good question. If somebody gave me the choice between 20 DA10 links and 5 DA40 links, I would probably, assuming like I couldn't look into the sites, right? Because you should look into them and make sure they're not doing anything shady, okay? But if everything else was fine, probably 5 DA40 links is better. Okay, hope that answers your question. Next question. I run a niche blog that got hit hard in the last 2 updates. I don't use AI, don't do anything fishy, and the only real SEO I've done is targeting my keywords and using Yoast for on-page optimizations. My authority is pretty darn low, and I've started down the process of building authoritative domains per your podcast. I'm left wondering, though, if I'd be better to start by buying a domain with higher authority and moving my blog there, I could basically restart with 4 times or more authority. And continue linking from there. The content updates left me with so little Google traffic that I don't think I'm really giving anything by moving except my preferred blog name. Okay, long question. This person says they got hit by the recent updates. I assume they mean the HCU updates, helpful content update. By the way, I have an episode on that, episode 48. And they want to know if they should buy a different authoritative domain and just start with that one instead of trying to like recover their site. Okay, if you got hit by the HCU update, I don't really think that's a penalty. I think that's just you lost authority because the sites that link to you lost authority. But I don't think there's any problem in like starting over with an authoritative domain. Like there might be some problems associated with that. Like basically you're starting over. Like, look, if you think that you can easily establish relevancy on that new domain, yeah, maybe you should try it. You can redirect the old site to the new one if you want, although some people say that redirection passes penalties. That's a whole different topic. If you're going to start over, you should copy all the content over. You might want to redirect it anyway. And if you control any backlinks, you might want to change those to the new site too. Do not rely only on the backlinks that the expired domain has. If this is like your main site and you've spent a lot of time backlinking it, I hope that answers your question. Okay, next question. Someone recommended / mentioned blackhatworld.com. Is this a legit site? I ask because I see a lot of people selling backlinks on it and it doesn't specify whether you are buying a monthly or yearly subscription. And, no, wait, are they one-time payments? And if they are, by the way, I'm so happy that this person understands the concept that one-time payments are a scam. Well done. Now let's continue. And then they asked, are they one-time payments? If they are, that is supposed to be a scam, right? Yes. Also, the marketing is over the top and contains packages like, and then he names some of the packages. I'm not gonna name them because I don't want to be thought to be promoting anything. And he said it's really weird. Yeah. So first of all, okay, a couple questions in there. Yes, some of the marketing is pretty over the top. A lot of SEO marketing is pretty over the top. But you know what? I'm not really a great marketer, so probably don't listen to me on that. But yes, anything that's one-time payment is a scam. And for people listening, they're like, why would that be the case? Here's what I would say. I have a whole episode on this. You should go listen to it. But I'm going to do another episode on this because this discussion like really needs to be in the foreground of the SEO industry. Now, what else did they say? Oh, yeah. I don't know if any of the sales packages on there are legit. Like, honestly, why don't you apply what you've learned from Grumpy SEO Guy? Okay. Why don't you listen to episodes 37 and 39, which are good backlinks versus bad backlinks, and apply those to any sellers. Ask them questions. Say, hey, I was thinking about buying this link package from you. I have the following questions, and then ask some questions for anything that you think might be a controversial issue based on the things that you've learned. I can't vouch for a website or a seller. I don't know what goes on over there. I have no idea. But the main question, is it legit? I mean, Black Hat World is, there's some pretty good information over there, but let me say this. Nearly every SEO website that I've ever seen has been mostly questionable material of little value and a very small percentage of like completely awesome, helpful stuff. Okay. Black Hat World, there's some amazing information on there. Okay. But you got to sort through all of the noob questions and all of the bad answers, just like any other SEO forum. So ultimately, I mean, check it out. It's been around for a long time. It's pretty well known. It's a pretty cool site. I can't speak to anybody selling anything on it because I have no idea, but I would definitely ask them stuff. If you have concerns about it, I would ask the seller. And if you don't get a clear answer, I would probably not deal with that person, but that's not a Black Hat World. That's an all things thing. If you ask a seller a specific question and you don't get an answer, you don't get a specific answer that specifically answers your question. Okay. You get some vague nonsense. You probably don't work with that person. I'm not sure what else to tell you. I hope that answers your question. I don't know. If you're bored, probably check out blackhatworld.com. It's got a lot of cool stuff on it. Anyway, check it out. It's a pretty cool site. Next question. Whether you should switch website builders for PBN sites, i.e. I'm using Bricks on all my WP sites. That means WordPress. Might that create a footprint? I don't know what Bricks is. I feel like maybe that's the name of a WordPress theme. You should have all your sites be different. Would a bunch of websites with the same theme ever all link to a site? No, that would be suspicious. So don't do it that way. Next question. Most expired domains are losing backlinks. I think I observe roughly 1/3 every year on average. Once you have purchased and put them live, do you build links to these domains as well? From where? All websites lose backlinks all the time, and all websites gain backlinks all the time. Look at any website in Ahrefs or something, and you'll see backlinks coming and going. It's pretty normal. This is why I tell you that you should focus on referring domains, because when you lose backlinks, having more referring domains is better, and it means it will not bother you as much. Okay. Sometimes people find out that somebody else bought the domain and they're reusing it, And then they're like, I don't want to link to that site. And they pull the link. But you know what? This might not happen either. So I don't know. Yes, they generally tend to lose links over time. But if they're good and authoritative, you might get some links over time too. Don't worry about it. A third in a year sounds like a lot. We've had some sites that we use for 10 years. And I think maybe they haven't even approached one third per year. That's kind of sounds like a lot to me. Are you sure it wasn't like one domain that had a third of those links and they removed all of them or something? I don't know. That would be my question. Okay. And then I think that was the last question. Okay, cool. We made it through this. And guess what? Oh my gosh, this one is like an hour or two. I was just like rambling on. You know what? Like I said, I'm so raspy right now. I recorded the first one and I'm like, no, it's too long. I have to do it again. And then I did it again and it's still too long. So I'm just going to leave it like this. I hope this was helpful. Thank you to everybody who posted in this thread. Thank you to everybody who has subscribed on Patreon. Thank you to everybody who has emailed me. And thanks for listening. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about, so, you want to run your own SEO agency.